It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Liza Richardson is a DJ at KCRW. She's also a film and TV music supervisor, helping to pick some music for some of the shows and movies that we watch. She joins us from Santa Monica, California. Liza, welcome back.
How's it going, Jeremy?
It's going well, and you have brought us some music from all around the world. And let's get to the first one. This is the Cuban-Canadian artist Alex Cuba. This is called Yo Sé Quién Soy.
De oscuridad le pintaré al sol un acento. Quién soy.
What caught your attention about this?
So this album, it's called Lo Único Constante, is basically a tribute to a movement in Cuba in the 40s. It's called the Feelin' Movement.
The Feelin' Movement, which is what exactly?
So it's based on the English word feeling, and it's also called El Feeling Movement. And I just learned about it, actually, when I looked it up. But then I realized that a lot of the artists that were part of that movement, like Los Zafiros, are some of my favorite Cuban artists. And it's emotional. It's with a lot of feeling. It's a bit dramatic, but without superficiality, very honest.
All right, well, up next, you wanted us to hear the group SJOB Movement. This is Love Affair, the Soul Power All-Stars rework.
From the beginning of time, man was born free to live in love. How did it ever love say? And it's every day, the taste of love.
So tell us what we're listening to here.
So this is a new remix. It's an old, old, rare, heavy funk song from 1977, Nigeria. The reissue is brand new, and it features all the old recordings. But this one particular track that we're listening to right now is a remix. It's called Love Affair by Soul Power All Stars. They do the rework, but the artist is SJOB Movement. The album is called Friendship Train, and that pretty much describes the path and the career of this band. They were just like a group of buddies that played together. They invited other buddies to join in. So SJOB were the initials of the original members, and then they all played in tons of other bands, including one went on to play drums with the King Sunny A Day band. And it was the first time they had electric drums in a juju band, which is traditionally only ethnic drums. But this kind of music became very popular in 70s Nigeria as people became less interested in traditional music and more interested in things like James Brown, Santana, Jimi Hendrix, that kind of thing.
And are these two things that we've heard so far pieces of music that you would put into a movie?
Well, if I had the opportunity, absolutely. I would definitely play these all on my radio show on KCRW. And I would love to find a spot for it because I'm playing you songs that I absolutely love. And, you know, I have a particular adoration for all things vintage African. So, you know, all the funk soul and the heavy rock. Lagos was where it was happening. And I wish I could have been there. But, yeah, if I could find... I work on a show called Narcos. We use all Colombian music for, you know, Narcos on Netflix. And it's great to just indulge in that kind of music. It would be so neat to do the same thing doing a show or a film that takes place in Lagos, Africa. I would, Nigeria. I would relish that opportunity, but I don't have that.
Well, at least not right now. Let's see. Right. But let's get to the next piece of music from you. This is L. Michaels' Affair with Shaolin Brew. Now, this I could definitely imagine in a movie, probably right when they figure out how to rob the bank.
Right. It's got, definitely has that retro feeling, sort of a hazy sound,
right.
A unique fidelity, recorded analog. And yeah, it could be sort of blaxploitation type film, couldn't it?
Right. Well, tell us about it.
So L. Michaels' Affair is fronted by Leon Michaels, and he produces so many very cool throwback artists that we love these days, like Lee Fields. There's also a cool reggae retro band called The Shacks. Anyway, this is the guy behind the sound of a lot of those, kind of a Daptone sound, right? So on this new album, it's called The Return to the 37th Chamber. He interprets songs by Wu-Tang Clan. He did this before in 2009 with his album Enter the 37th Chamber, and thus now The Return. So Shaolin Brew, which is the song that we're listening to, is Wu-Tang's contribution to the St. Ides hip-hop endorsement campaign from 1994. So it's like a song that wasn't on an album, but was in that campaign. So it's pretty cool.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and this is the British artist Mr. Jukes. It's called Angels/Your Love, featuring BJ the Chicago Kid. Oh, I really like this one.
I know. It's neat. It's different. I haven't really heard anything quite like this. You've got sort of a jazzy, funky thing happening. You've got a kids' choir, which I love kids' choirs. Mm. You have this giant sample, and apparently it's by Argentine jazz icon Jorge Lopez Ruiz. It's a free-flowing odyssey, heavy on saxophones with R&B vibes, and also features some soulful vocals from BJ the Chicago Kid. He's an excellent rapper.
And what should we know about Mr. Jukes?
Mr. Jukes is a.k.a. Jack Steadman. He is from the band The Bombay Bicycle Club.
Hmm.
And this is his new solo project. It's called God First.
Interesting side note. The Bombay Bicycle Club was the name of a mediocre Australian restaurant in my hometown in Illinois. I don't know if that's where the band name came from, but maybe.
Maybe. What town?
Champaign-Urbana.
All right. Okay. So, very cool. I was born in Elgin.
Elgin. Oh, good. So a couple of Illinoisans here today.
Yes.
Liza Richardson, now a DJ at KCRW, also a film and TV music supervisor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.